We know James Martin as a chef on Saturday Kitchen, Ready Steady Cook, and dancing with Camilla on Strictly Come Dancing. But nobody knows his real passion. Cars. He can talk cars all day long and loves to race them, but he also collects F1s, classics, he's got a Mercedes Gullwing, and even owns a Fiat bubble car. It all started when he was 6 years old and fell hopelessly in love with a red toy Ferrari. He's been obsessed ever since.
I've always just loved the historical side of old cars. Ever since I was a young kid, my dad had an old tractor.
So when he heard about a 1,000-mile road race in Italy called the Mille Miglia that has been running since 1927, he was determined that one day he'd drive in it.
To real car nuts and car collectors, there is only one race, and that is the Mille Miglia.
The Mille Miglia is raced on ordinary roads. It starts near Milan in a town called Brescia and goes 500 miles south to Rome and then back up to Brescia. It's always been a grueling endurance test. When it began, it was a timed, continuous race, taking between 11 and 20 hours. Many cars broke down, and with no seatbelts or airbags, when they crashed, people died. But with huge enthusiastic crowds and with some cars going at speeds of over 150 miles an hour, in its heyday, it was both a romantic and dangerous spectacle.
But I've never done a historic rally in my life. And I'm jumping straight in and want to do the hardest one of them all.
But if you want to do the Mille Miglia, you have to enter a car that was built between 1927 and 1957. So far, he's never owned an Italian classic, but this year, he's going to have to get one. Today, over 2,000 vintage car nuts apply to do the race, and only about 350 are accepted. So his car not only has to be eligible, but also something really special. The problem is, it's going to cost a fortune.
1950 Ferrari. 4 million quid.
James needs some advice on how to find a suitable car. Four-star petrol head and legendary drummer of Pink Floyd, Nick Mason, has done the race twice.
What car did you drive?
I drove a couple of Alphas, a 1750 the first time and a 2.3 the second.
James gets straight onto his car dealer, Paul Osborne, and tells him to get looking for a car. He also tells him to keep an eye out for a co-driver, although James's girlfriend Sally wants to do the race with him. Cars are like art. People collect them and they go up in value. Paul says the kind of car James needs starts at £300,000.
I'm doing this away from Sally.
James takes a deep breath and calls his accountant to see if he can borrow the money. James spends the next 6 months looking for a car, scouring the internet late at night. He starts going to auctions all over Europe. This one's in Essen, Germany.
Yours for about 1.2 million quid.
Even when he's on location cooking, he keeps sneaking off to his trailer to check emails from pushy car agents.
That'll be about a million quid.
Most of them he simply can't afford. As he becomes more obsessed, his girlfriend Sally becomes more interested in doing it with him.
It's not a good idea.
So why are you saying we'll do it another year together and then you're still saying that it's you're going to argue?
I don't think it's a good idea to go out together.
Although he hasn't found a car yet, his car dealer Paul thinks he might have found a co-driver and James can't wait to meet him. But when they get to Brands Hatch, he's a bit shocked when he finds it's a girl. Although Sarah Bennett Baggs has heaps of racing experience, he's a bit horrified to find she drives a German car, and it's pink. But Paul insists she's the best person for the job. So, he has a co-driver, but he still has no car. After 6 months of searching for a car, they finally have a possible contender, a 1948 Maserati, but James doesn't want to get too excited. Paul is going to send an expert over to Italy to check it out.